Hey, this is Kristen Cheetah, and I just want to welcome you to my podcast. Thanks for being with me today. Hey, I am going to just share a little bit about community again. I feel like this has been something the Lord has just been growing understanding for me and really causing me to pray for community, for others, for myself, for the body of Christ. Really, this is I feel like this is a key for us in this season that we are in our culture, in this age. And so I'm just going to say a few things that I'm probably going to be repeating from the last few times that I've talked about community back in, I don't know, last fall, maybe last summer. But I want to share about that again today. I've had a couple things that have just come up, and I thought, I just want to talk about this. So welcome, and I want to encourage you, if you are not in a community, find your tribe. That's going to be my, super funny, last week I was at Hobby Lobby, and I saw a sign, like a little, kind of one of those little flag things that you can put in the ground, but it was super cool, because it was like a metal sign that you would put in the ground, like in your front yard, and it said, find your tribe, and I thought, if it wasn't winter, I think I'd buy it. But I want you to find your tribe if you haven't already. Okay, here we go. I'm going to just dive in. So the first thing that I want to, the question I want to pose is, if you are not in a community, if you have not found your fit, if you have not found your people, if you're still longing, looking, I want to ask the question, what are the obstacles that are in your way? Because something that I do know is that you have to fight for community. So last weekend was our tribe. We call ourselves the What's Next tribe. I might have shared this before. Because we're all in a new season. So we have four couples, and our youngest have all gone to college, are in college. And so now our tribe, we're finding ourselves in a new position of no more kids at home and really asking the question of the Lord, what's next? So last weekend was our gathering time, and we were going to meet in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And on Friday, when we were all going to be leaving, we were leaving from Kansas City, and two of the couples were leaving from Omaha to drive down and meet in Tulsa. And we in Kansas City had 6 inches of snow, and it was sleeting. And from Omaha, they were experiencing that same thing. And we were asking the question, do we go? Or do we just forfeit our time, or maybe leave Saturday morning and just have a short time together? I mean, we looked at the, we're looking at the forecast, the radar, and it just looked like, this probably isn't a very good decision. And one of the wives in our tribe said, you know what? We got to fight for it. We're gonna head out. They were in Omaha. We're going to head out, and we'll just pray along the way, and we'll see y'all in Tulsa. So Greg and I had the decision to make as we're looking at scoop a little path for me to get into the car. I mean, we were like, oh my gosh, is this just crazy? And we decided, mainly, my husband decided because, you know, competitive, if the Omaha people are going, certainly the Kansas City, we have to go. The contingent from Kansas City has got to go. Show ourselves brave and full of courage. So we piled our stuff in the car, ourselves in the car, and headed down the highway, going about 25 miles an hour, roughly, to 40 miles an hour for a couple hours until we got out of the snow and the ice, and there were cars all over the ditch, and we just thought, all right, we are going to fight for this time to be together, and God, we're going to trust you. Even though it seemed really foolish, we just had this unction in our spirits that it was the right thing to do. And we thought, we're not going to let any obstacles stand in our way. So that comes back to my question. I just want to ask you, what are obstacles that seem to stand in your way? Maybe you haven't even found a community. So what is it that's getting in the way? What is it that seems so big or ominous? Or maybe it's just time. You just haven't even taken the time to invest in that. And if you found a community, if you've got your tribe, then what is standing in your way of being intentional about your time together? We have to steward our relationship. So we want to spend time on who is really important, what is really important. So part of what we've discovered, our tribe, is that we schedule it. So before we left this last weekend, last Sunday, we all sat around in the living room and we got our calendars out and we looked at, okay, what's the next time? You know, we all have extremely full lives. So what is the next time that we can carve a weekend to meet? We'll come to Kansas City. So we kind of go back and forth between Kansas City and Tulsa. So we wouldn't leave until we solidified our next gathering time. This is one of the ways that we fight for this tribe. We fight for our time together. We fight for those relationships. And it doesn't just happen. I want to just say to you, if you think you're just going to naturally fall into a community, or you're naturally just going to be able to have time to hang out with those that are the dearest to you, it doesn't happen like that. The intentional piece has to make, that plays the biggest part. You have to say, all right, I want to get together with you. I want to spend time with you. What does your schedule look like? And if you're in a tribe, I mean, everybody understands this. we have to get our appointments. Good grief. I have my calendar and I set an appointment with God every day so that secret place time is not stolen by something else. So I want to encourage you to fight for community. And I know that I've talked about this before. We will fight for it if we buy into the reality that we are better together. We have to buy into that. And we also have to understand community is messy. Community takes a lot of time. Community is really hard, but it is worth it. It's like, this isn't one of those, another one of those things you have to kind of stake your flag in the ground and say, we are better together, so that we don't bail or we don't just let that time slide. So Hebrews 10, and I just love Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says this, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day, capital D, day, approaching. So we are in, I just feel like we are in times and seasons. We want to be really wise with our time. So who are you in relationship with? Who are you aligning with? This is a time and a season that we want to be able to come together, spur one another on. We want to encourage one another. We want to speak. You know, it's all those things that I've shared about that community brings. We bring strength to one another. We bring wisdom. We gain perspective from one another. We have, we get favor and grace from others, you know, to just be able to try things or to fail. And we are in a place where we have others who are there surrounding us. We pray for one another. We stand with one another. This is the way that we fight for community. We have to be intentional and we have to know that we are better together. Here's something to just, I want to make this statement, to actually live out your calling, you need others to do it. There's not one of us that can just be like, you know, it's just me and God, and I know what he's called me to do, and so it's just, I'm just moving along with him, me and Jesus. God's called us to live in community. He is community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So in order for you to even live out your purpose, to live out your calling, you need others to do it with. You need others who are going to bring strength to you. You need others to speak wisdom. You need others that are going to help you from making maybe some big mistakes. You need others to stand with you and to pray with you and to call out the greatness and the gold that they see in you that you might even miss. And the other thing that others bring, and we know this, is they help us to push our limits farther. It helps us. We have this community that helps us to go to places we would never go on our own. There's something about their motivation and the support. And even just even when we were driving there, there's this friendly competition by our Omaha friends, those two couples, the four of them sitting in Omaha and saying, you know what, we're packing up the car and we're heading to Tulsa. There was a little friendly competition that my husband said, okay, well, if the Omaha people are going, we're going to go and we're going to trust that God is going to get us there. And we know because we're fighting for this, something great is going to happen. So that is what I really want. I want to just speak that out over you again and to remind you. And part of what I think is something also, community isn't going to happen with, you know, maybe 8 people or 5 people or, you know, whatever, figure your tribe number, what you would desire, that all have different things in common. It makes me think about, I loved Venn diagrams when I was teaching, just saying. Especially when I was teaching English, I used Venn diagrams all the time. If you've never heard about a Venn diagram, it is like you draw a circle on a piece of paper. Then you take another circle and you draw it, and part of that circle kind of goes through the other circle. So if I am looking at my Venn diagram right now that I have on my paper, when I'm looking for my tribe, when I'm looking for my community, what I'm looking for is, what are the things that would be overlapped in our two circles? You know, that this person has and I have, or this, you know, these group of people, and if you're doing couples, these couples and our couplehood. Like, what is in the overlap? What do you share? Often our tribe, most of the time, our tribe is going to come from those who have similar values to us. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for someone who is in the same season of life as you? If you are newly married, maybe your tribe is going to come from those who are also newly married. So you're just kind of figuring it out together. Like, gosh, what are you cooking for dinner? And what does it look like for you guys to put money aside to, you know, pay for the mortgage or for savings or for trips? Or, you know, how has it been for you to, you know, we would always say, my girls would say, Mom, I have a boy living in my house now. You know, just once marriage comes, there's something so different about, you know, all of a sudden a man is sleeping in a bed with my daughter. And just all those things, though, that really can become strength for one another. So if that is you, if you are in whatever season of life you're in, maybe that's, you need to look for somebody who's also in that season of life. So if you're young married or if you have young kids, man, you talk about the challenges that come with mom and dad both working and raising little ones, and how do we discipline and how do we disciple? And when do, you know, do we do dinner together at home every night? What happens when activities start raising their heads, and what does that look like? And how do we incorporate church and prayer meetings and all of those things that come with having young children in your home? Maybe you're college age and it's just, okay, I just want to hang out with people who are walking through the hard times of figuring out how, again, time management. What does it look like for homework? And how does Jesus fit into this and church? And just, setting aside the time in the day, all of those things. In different seasons, we have different areas of struggle. We have different strengths. We've gained in experience. We've gained in wisdom. Maybe you are single, and so you are looking for, I just want to be with other singles who are trying to maneuver and navigate through life. It looks different than married couples. Or like us, we're all empty nesters now. So we had our similar values began years ago because our kids are all around the same age, and we raised our kids like immediately together, you know, but we raised our kids together. They all went to the same Christian school in high school. And this was kind of probably our common denominator. And so for us, now that our kids are all grown and we're just all starting to say, yeah, what's next? What does it look like to be on mission together with no children in the home, what does that look like? And is there something that God would have for us four couples to do together? Like, this has been something that has knit us together. So as you're finding your community, what are you looking for? I thought yesterday, I was at the gym and I was thinking about this and just kind of praying about it and praying about community and praying for my friends. And I was running on the treadmill yesterday because it's freezing cold and I can't be outside. And there was kind of over in one of the areas of our gym, there were a couple girls that were doing some, they had grabbed one of the weighted balls and they were doing some ab work, like on the, you know, along the, they were standing on the wall and moving the ball from side to side and up and down. And then those two girls were doing it. And all of a sudden this other girl came and said, "Hey, can I join you guys?" So she started with them. And then this couple came from another part of the gym. They were over by the treadmills by me and they walked over and they're like, "Hey, can we join you guys for whatever you're doing with the abs?" So they came and they were doing it with them. And what I thought was, this is the beginning of community. Like, there's a similar value that they all love working out. They were all concerned, you know, wanted to spend time on the abs. There was one person that was kind of leading the charge. And so this group of people just, they naturally just migrated over to the area where they were doing it. And I literally am running on the treadmill and I was watching them and I was giggling and I was laughing. And one of the girls walked by me. I said, "I almost jumped off the treadmill to go over and do that with you." Because there's something that's really magnetic about community. And when there's the similar values, there's a draw. Like, you want to be a part of it. Now, I will tell you, I would have never had that draw if there was a group of people and they had started with like the big bars and my daughter is all into CrossFit and like doing hang cleans and how much weight. Well, that is not me at all. So I would never have had that same desire if I had watched two people and then a third and then a fourth and a fifth gathering over in the other area where they're lifting the bars and really kind of doing more that deep muscle work. Because that's not a similar value to me. So I was even just thinking about this while I was running on the treadmill about in my, looking at my Venn diagrams, so my circle and my other circle, and what is the common, the overlap, the common denominator? What is there that is similar? So what are you looking for? My only concern in this, and this is, I'm just going to share this, is that if you are, whatever you're looking for, I'm going to use, I'll use young married couples. So let's just say that there's a group that you're an unhappy young married couple, married woman or guy, and you kind of have a negative feeling about marriage. And so you're like, well, I want to hang out with somebody. I need a community. I need to find my tribe. I need people who are going to help me and who are going to stand with me. But what you're looking for is someone to affirm your negative feelings, your bad attitude. And so if you are looking for people who are going to encourage you to stay in a bad place and to be negative and to speak unkind and maybe even to affirm you to, I wouldn't want to stay with him either. He doesn't make you happy. Oh, it is time for you to get out of that marriage. What you want to do and what community does is community gives strength. Community brings honor. Community gives wisdom, godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom, godly wisdom. So I want to just use my example since I just shared that. When I was a young married, and those of you who know my story, our story, know that we had a pretty rough, like probably the first 10 years. It was pretty, pretty terrible. So when I was newly married and I was very much alone because Greg had decided after we got married that he didn't really want to be married anymore. And so he was just living a single life and, just doing his own thing. And I was home and then we had a baby and I was with our daughter. And what I decided very early on is that I was going to talk about community. I was going to fight for my community. I was going to fight for my marriage. And I made a decision that I was newly married, I got actually involved in a community with other couples who were newly married within 5 years or so. And I purposed in my heart that I was going to go and be part of this, and I was with them for probably 10 years. Oh, they were such a blessing to me. So in my weakness, in my sadness, in my pain, in my suffering of being a young woman, early 20s, with a husband who didn't really want to spend any time with me, and carrying the burden of our little daughter really by myself, but I made a decision. I'm not going to gather with other people who might have would really encourage me in my negativity. Instead, I went to these young couples who were really strong in their faith. They were dynamite models of what it meant to be married. And I went and we met once a week together for lots of years. And I learned from them. They prayed for me. They encouraged me. And I spoke blessing over my husband. And I spoke blessing over my marriage. And even though it was hard, I had pictures with these couples around me with what godly marriage looked like from my young years. I had my parents who were amazing godly people, but they were old. You know, I was a young girl and I wanted to see what does it look like for young couples to kind of just walk through the hard things of life and all the things that happen early on in marriage. You're just trying to figure each other out. And even though I didn't have a husband that was really intentional and interactive and wanting to be near me through it, I really gained so much. I gained a perspective that I wouldn't have had because they were living this and they were seeing really from heaven's point of view what marriage is to look like. And they brought me such joy and they gave me hope and they gave me dreams of what my marriage could look like. And so very early on, I decided I have similar values with these people. It's not really looking like from my point of view, it doesn't look like it's the best of all worlds. And they have never seen this group, this young group, because then we moved away from Milwaukee where we were living. But they've never seen Greg and I in the fullness of who we are. But here's what's so great about the community of God, the kingdom of heaven. Those young people that brought me such joy and such hope and such peace in the midst of while I waited, those amazing couples who stood with me and believed with me and saw something in the spirit before it was ever manifest, there will be one day when they get to see the answers to the things that we all prayed about. And as they held me with them, they'll get to see that reward. They'll get to see in heaven what Greg and I, what happened in our marriage. And that is part of their inheritance, part of their great reward. So I just want to encourage you that if you are, you know, what are you looking for? I want you to go, when you're looking for your tribe, part of what we want to do is keep it from Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. We want to consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching. So we want to, in our communities, we are standing and we're declaring and we're speaking of love and we're encouraging everyone to move in the direction of good deeds, which is just growing. It's just growing in godliness, growing in holiness, growing in increase of understanding of who God is and revelation. And that we want to be intentional. We don't want to be those that Hebrews 25 talks about. There are some that are not in the habit of doing it. It is a habit. So it takes time to to create a habit. And if you haven't been hanging out in community, if you haven't been intentional about it, if you haven't even been looking for your tribe and you're just kind of doing it alone, this is a time and a season to find your people. Find your tribe. Get with those who are like-minded in some area. Maybe it will happen. You know, I think in the House of Prayer, when we were in Omaha, it was so natural that that would be our community because we all love to pray. We all love to worship. Maybe you have a burden for foster care, and so your community might come out of praying for that or being a foster parent. You may discover a community because of that similar interest or value. Maybe you love to work out like I do. I could easily find my community in the running community or at the gym. That might be a place where you find your people. And I want to just say again that in order for you to live out your calling, to live out your purpose, you need others. And I just think God is highlighting this in just such a great way. I think all of you, if you're listening and you're in college, or if you have kids who are in college or friends who are in college, man, encourage them to get with a group of people to just go after the Lord and go after community, figuring out how can we love one another? How can we encourage one another? How can we spur each other on to good deeds? Like, those are kind of the three things to just really kind of take from today. So it's going to be a short, I'm wrapping up here. So we want to fight for community. We want to be intentional. So what are some obstacles that are in your way, that are standing in your way, that maybe seem insurmountable, but that you can say, you know what, forget it. I'm laying all that aside and I'm going to fight to be together. And then what are some of those values? What is it that you're looking for? What do you share with others? And remember, we want to come in line with Kingdom of Heaven thinking, Kingdom of Heaven speaking, Kingdom of Heaven humility with one another. And I think part of why community is messy and why community is hard and why community takes time is that because you have to, what comes in the depths is from shared history. And you don't have that right away. It takes a lot of time. So it may take a year. It might take a couple years. But you're beginning to write a story and testimony with the people that God is going to give you or that God has given you. So don't give up. And as you're in your community, as you're with your tribe, share the stories. Begin to reflect on where you've been together as you pray for one another and as you stand and believe for one another with whatever you're going through. I think one of the greatest, for me right now in the season that I'm at, as we have a big ask in our family, for my daughter and her husband. We're just standing and we're believing for something great and miraculous. And to just have our family doing it, it feels really weak and it feels really hard and it feels really overwhelming. But as I've shared with our tribe, you know, this past weekend, we were praying for this miracle of what we're believing God for, what we've seen in the spirit. We're waiting for it to be manifest, and to have others who I know are standing with us and believing with us and seeing things with us and declaring things with us, it takes that burden, the weight of it, and it's like it distributes it a little more evenly. So where I feel like I've been carrying, you know, the 100-pound weight, I've now handed 20 pounds over to my friend, and I've handed another 20, and I've handed another 20. And now that weight has been evenly distributed, and I've got this group standing and believing and declaring and seeing what God has to say. So this is the shared history that we get. And so community, yes, it can be messy because it's a whole bunch of different personalities. we all come into, even last weekend, you come into our time together and we all have a different idea of what we think it's going to look like. So We want to be respectful of one another, and we want to just run hard in this time, in this season, with those that are like-minded, to find your tribe, to live out your calling together, that there's others that are going to help push your limits, that you're going to be intentional about getting together, spending time together. Remember, schedule it so it really happens, and it will make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in your relationship with God. It will make a difference in eternity. I believe that so strongly. So I want to say to you as we wrap up, go and find your community. And if you already have your tribe, if you've already got it, then my assignment to you is get intentional and schedule something so that you can be together and experience the great benefits of running as in a herd with others to share, to encourage, to love, and to spur one another on to good deeds. All right, be blessed this week, and we're getting closer to warm weather. Yay! So have a great week, and I will chat with you next week.